This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. With warmer weather in the Northern Hemisphere and vaccinations opening up to people from 16-year-olds on up, more are inclined to do some dining out, and there's now some optimism in the restaurant industry, at least among eateries still in business. A new poll from Alignable, which tracks small businesses, shows that the number of restaurants that did not pay rent in April was down to 35% from 63% the month before. But the data also show minority business owners are still lagging behind. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab reports.
There are a few ways restaurants can pad their businesses when they're strapped for cash, maybe pare down the menu or cut staff. But rent is a must. Alex Suskind directs the Food and Beverage Institute at Cornell.
Seeing the increase in the ability to pay rent is a really big data point. It's showing that this is turning for the better.
Suskind attributes most of the improvement to vaccines and people feeling more comfortable eating out. Because when you dine in person, you eat and drink more.
And that's more margin for the operators. That's higher check averages for the operators. And those are things that they need to get back to normal.
For minority business owners, getting back to normal is still far away. More than half weren't able to pay rent this month.
Unfortunately, that doesn't surprise me.
Lori Thomas directs the Golden Gate Restaurant Association. She says immigrant business owners in San Francisco had trouble understanding PPP loan information. They had less access to banks to file applications. And now, minorities lag behind in vaccination rates, an essential part of keeping businesses running. Thomas says some restaurant workers worried about having to disclose their immigration status to get the vaccine.
We worked with the city to ensure that people did not have to have, you know, American passports or driver's licenses.
Geetika Agrawal at La Cocina, a restaurant incubator that works with women of color, says some of the delay in recovery for business owners is cultural.
I have to tell you how hard it was for most entrepreneurs to even feel comfortable having to tell their landlord they can't make rent.
Or having to ask for rent abatement.
They don't have the luxury of trying to risk not making rent. And so that's tough. It's a different type of privilege than somebody else who's maybe used to being able to know that the society will let them fail and catch them.
The Restaurant Revitalization Fund, part of the American Rescue Plan Act, may catch more of them. In its first 21 days, the program will prioritize businesses owned by women, veterans, and people who are socially or economically disadvantaged. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.